This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. We are in the middle of the week. It's a Wednesday morning and the global setup is positive. The Dow gained 1% higher for the seventh day in a row. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq 2 notching up gains. The Asian market picture is broadly higher. You've got Nikkei up more than 1%. That's the Japanese index. Taiwan, Korean markets, South Korean markets, Kospi. That's also up in the green. But Hang Seng continues to remain under pressure. Currently, the cut on Hang Seng is more than 1%, inching towards 1.5% as the economic data from China over the weekend has been downbeat, and that's putting pressure on the growth expectations. The GIFT Nifty is also suggesting a higher start. Though yesterday, the markets opened up pretty well. The Nifty, it was yet another morning, yet another record high. The Nifty scaled 16,800. The Nifty Bank was at an all-time high level. The mid-cap index notched up a record gain for itself, hitting record high levels. The small-cap index was at an 18-month high. But then, some profit booking set in the second half of the trading session and markets were consolidating. Experts we've spoken to indicated that this is not a trend reversal. It's just healthy time correction, profit booking, which happens after a fantastic, superlative rally that we've had over the past couple of days. So it's par for the course. It's not a trend reversal as of now. In terms of flows, we had an Amara Raja block deal, so keep that in mind. But yesterday, you had the DII selling 1,300 crore in the cash market. The FI net bought 2,100 crore rupees. In earnings reaction, you've got an IndusInd Bank. And this, remember, is one of the second largest banks. It's the second big bank which is reporting from the private sector bank. Up until now, you've got Federal Bank, HDFC Bank, and IndusInd Bank reporting numbers. HDFC Bank was a steady showing on all parameters. Federal Bank was a bit of a miss on the margin front, but other parameters look good. And IndusInd Bank, too, has reported numbers in line with what the street was anticipating. Improvements seen in its slippages. Slippages are down to 1,376 crore, which compares with 1,600 crore the prior quarter. Their gross NPAs are marginally down to 1.94%, a decline of 4 basis points. Margins have actually maintained 4.29% versus 4.28%. It's a steady showing by IndusInd Bank, and Morgan Stanley today has raised the target price to 1,800 rupees per share. So it's good to see that banks where the expectations are quite lofty are meeting those expectations. L&T Technology Services, this is an ER&D company, engineering research and development, and there is a big revenue miss. The company has reported a top line growth of 9.8% quarter on quarter versus estimates of about 12.5%. The acquisition that they did, SWC, has been under pressure in the current quarter, and even the organic growth stripped of that acquisition at just 0.6% is on the lower side. The street is now worried that will they be able to meet their full year guidance of 20% that they've set out for the year. ICICI Lombard, here there is a big miss on the profitability, and that is on account of higher losses due to the cyclone. So according to Morgan Stanley, the profit has missed their estimates by nearly 10% due to that loss that we were talking about, the provisions that they've made for the cyclone. In other stocks you should keep on your radar, Mahindra CIA, where the numbers are looking good, particularly on the bottom line. So while the top line growth is 4.5%, margins have expanded. Because of this, the profits are up 60%. So that's a stock you should keep on your radar. Apart from that, keep your eye out on the block deals. Rallis, yesterday, Tata Chemicals bought nearly a 5% stake. Rekha Jhunjhunwala sold a 5% stake. Amara Raja, where we were indicating that Clarios ARBL holding has completely exited its 14% stake. The buyers were Societe Generale, BNP Paribas Arbitrage, Tata AIA, Kotak Mahindra Mutual Fund, Nippon India Mutual Fund, Pinebridge India Equity Fund. Federal Bank, IFC, has announced that they will be investing 958 crores into Federal Bank, and with this, their stake in Federal Bank will rise to 8.1 versus 4.95%. These are the stocks which will react to news and earnings. In earnings to watch today, you've got Can Fin Homes, L&T Finance Holdings, Century Textiles, Mastek, Nugent Software, and Tata Communications. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you very much for listening.